Families are gearing up for another uncertain and costly back-to-school shopping season. Some are even willing to go into debt for it. That's according to the latest survey from LendingTree. Here to discuss it is Matt Schultz. He is chief credit analyst at LendingTree. Matt, good to see you. I know that you polled about 1,000 parents here. What did they tell you are some of their major issues as they deal with the back-to-school shopping season?
Well, we found that about a third of folks, about a third of parents say that they're going to have to go into some debt for this back to school shopping season. And that's a little higher than we've seen in the last couple years. And the average number is about $500. And what that really does is that really tells you just how thin the financial margin for error is for so many folks in this country, that with all the amount that we've saved over the last year, the reduced spending, the government stimulus, and all that sort of thing, that a $500 expense is enough to send an awful lot of people into debt, but it's a real issue.
It is a real issue indeed, and that's not a small amount of money for sure. So talk to me about how inflation, I'm sure, is playing a part in this, as a lot of the supplies and things that parents need to buy for their kids, the price of those things has gone up. And also about the list of things that parents need to buy for their kids. Is that different than, you know, years before the pandemic?
Yeah, there's no question that inflation is an issue, but really I think maybe the biggest issue is just a lot of the uncertainty that we're still seeing in school districts around the country. And the truth is that parents have to be prepared not just to send their kid to learn on campus, but also to be ready in case there are big spikes of COVID at a school and schools get closed down in that particular area. So that uncertainty, that flexibility means that you're not just buying backpacks and lunchboxes and notebooks and things like that. You've also still got to worry about things like desks and office chairs and things like that. So all that stuff, along with things like hand sanitizer and masks that are just kind of a reality of life wherever you go right now. It all adds up, and it's a really expensive situation.
What about, you know, we're seeing this shift where we heard from a bunch of the big retailers this week in terms of earnings, and there was a definite shift from online to more in-store shopping. And when I think about that, I think the ability to shop around for the best price sort of goes away when you're physically in the store as opposed to sitting there at your computer. Did you talk to parents about whether or not they're shopping around for the best deal when it comes to back to school?
Yeah, our survey showed something similar to what you were talking about, where there's a really significant shift back from online shopping, where last year, just short of half of parents said that they were going to do pretty much all of their back to school shopping online. Now that number is only about a quarter. That's a significant thing. And you're right. It can be easier to shop around online just because of the proximity, just sitting in front of your computer and moving around. But the truth is that there's a lot to be said for shopping in brick and mortar stores when you're thinking about things like clearance racks and bargain bins and things like that, especially if you're just thinking about pencils and pens and paper and all that sort of stuff, stuff that you can probably find a little cheaper at some of these brick and mortar stores, maybe than you would even find at an online retailer.
I want to ask about how people are paying for back to school. I mean, you talked at the top of the interview about how more parents, about a third of them, say they might have to go into some sort of debt to pay for the back to school shopping season. Are they doing this with personal checks, with cash, with credit cards? How are they going about it?
Yeah, a lot of it is credit card spending. And but there's always going to be folks who prefer to shop with cash or who prefer to use the debit card, because right now so many people are struggling so much with debt that the last thing they want is the possibility of more debt. So they might shy away from credit cards a little bit. But the truth is that things like cashback rewards on your credit card or some of the purchase protections that come along with those cards can actually help you save a little bit of money and reduce a little bit of headache when you're doing that shopping, and might even help you extend your budget a little bit.
All right, Matt Schultz, some insightful stuff there from LendingTree's latest survey. Thanks for sharing those findings with us.